Unspoken love is truer. For this year's Qingming Festival, we got 2 days off. I took the time to go and visit my gran in my home village back in Fangxian. Nearly 80, gran is still as fit as fiddle. It is her conviction that as long as she is still alive, she should be doing something to share her time. Gran chooses to plant a garden, the produce from which is often given away to her sons and daughters. When she is free, she goes over and helps my aunt to babysit her great-granddaughter. In my childhood, my parents were kept busy working to support the family. As a result, I was left in the care of my grandparents. In no way will I forget those days. I had never thought my gran would be getting old, but looking at the grey hair on her head, I can't but admit time flies. Grandfather left us 2 years ago. The day he passed away, I had no tears to shed. It was a great comfort to know that Granddad had gone where there was no more pain for him. He had suffered so much. At 20 years old, Grandfather was signed up by the local education authority as a schoolmaster working at a country school in the mountains. His teaching career there lasted for up to 25 years. The school was so remote from his home that a single trip on foot would take him roughly 3 days. While helping with the construction of a new schoolhouse 1 year, Granddad got injured in the spine, leaving him paralyzed from the waist down. He ended up bedridden and never recovered from his injury. In order not to disturb us, Grandma cared for Granddad single-handedly while he was confined to bed. While staying with my grandparents in my childhood, I loved strawberries very much. To satiate my craving, Granddad raised the fruit in his garden. Although his berries were neither big nor very sweet, I'm sure they are still the best under the sun. I miss my grandfather very much, but he's gone. I couldn't love Gran more. It is not like us to be explicit about our emotions. I might not say to Gran face to face, I love you, but my affection towards her is no less profound. Sometimes unspoken love is truer, unsung heroes greater.